truth.
Guys, welcome to the third installment of Truth Hurts Radio here on RBN. I'm your host, Charles Giuliani. Got an interesting show lined up for you today. For those of you that were just watching the Rosie O'Donnell show, The View, they had, amongst others, they had Vito Valente, who was one of the first responders there at the World Trade Center on 9/11. He helped rescue people out of the what was left of the towers, evacuating people out of the area. Also, I believe he helped take part in the cleanup. And as a result of that, breathing in the toxins there at Ground Zero, unfortunately, he developed cancer. And anyway, I'm not sure if we have him on the line yet. Are you there, Vito? Oh, you are there. Great. Okay, man. Glad to have you.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad to be on. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, man. I just caught a little bit. I had to turn the TV off. I missed some of it because, you know, I wanted to get ready for the show here. But I did catch some of it. I'll tell you what. Before I start the interview, I just want to go over some really disgusting statistics here. Of the toxins that were, in fact, at Ground Zero. As many of the listeners out there, I'm sure, know, the government lied to the cleanup crew members, told them that, you know, the area was safe, that they had tested it. This all came out later, of course, to have been a complete lie. The EPA lied. Condoleezza Rice played her role in this lie. It turned out later some independent tests that were done found over 400,000 pounds of lead.
Exactly.
Distributed over the area. Over 200,000 pounds of asbestos. Enough mercury to contaminate 2,500 city blocks. Radioactive americium 241 from the thousands of smoke detectors. And then extremely high levels of vanadium from the burned plane fuel.
You got, and then you got your crushed concrete, glass, asbestos, body parts.
Yeah, to say nothing. Right, to say nothing about that.
You know, debris, asbestos. I mean, it was a toxic, it was one big giant toxic cloud that we all inhaled. You know,
right, and because you guys were all told that it was safe. Nobody had to even wear any gas masks.
Well, when I was down there, all they gave me was just a vest. That's it. Yep. I had no gloves, no mask, no nothing. They didn't give us nothing at all. You know, and you know, I mean, what's a vest going to do? I mean, you know, when they were, you know, a vest, I'm not, it's not like I was in the middle of a street corner directing traffic. You know, we needed the proper gear and equipment, breathing apparatus, and they didn't give us nothing.
Well,
you know,
maybe the logic was your lungs were covered by the vest. See, that was supposed to protect your lungs, I guess.
Yeah, but these are the mesh. So this was mesh that's see-through. So basically,
no, I'm being facetious.
I know. But this is what all the responders are going through, like myself. And you know, I now I'm diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. I need a double lung transplant. I have. I suffer from severe post-traumatic stress disorder, restricted airway disease, RADS. I have GERD. I have lesions on my leg. My heart's enlarged. I can't sleep at night. I haven't been able to sleep or lay down in a bed for almost 4 years now. I sleep every night in a chair sitting up in my living room. I'm on oxygen. I can't lay down because I can't breathe. I'm on like 26 different kind of medications. You know, plus I take liquid, like liquid
absolutely,
steroids.
Absolutely disgusting. I'll tell you what, hold that. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back, folks.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to True Threats Radio. I'm your host, Charles Giuliani. Our guest for this first hour is Vito Valente, one of the first responders at Ground Zero, who now, unfortunately, is suffering from a plethora of health problems because of the filth, the toxins that he and so many others breathe there at Ground Zero. So go ahead. You were naming some of the horrific symptoms, the medications you're on?
I take like 20-something different pills. I'm on liquid steroids. I mean, I'm battling a lot. You know, I was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. I'm not even on a transplant list yet. I worked for a local 372, DC 37, schools division. I was a grievance representative for the city of New York. We took care of all the city schools. All the title, school aides, cafeteria workers, family workers, paras. We did everything but UFT and custodians. We didn't cover them. You know, and before my illness, you know, I was able to walk up a flight of stairs with no problem. Now I'm lucky if I can walk up half the block because I can't, I'm on oxygen. You know, like I said, I can't lay down in bed. I haven't slept in almost 4 years in a bed. I sleep every night sitting up. I have lesions on my leg. My leg is so blown up that sometimes I can't even put my shoe on, my sneaker on. You know, I suffer from severe post-traumatic stress, GERD, restricted airway disease. You know, I'm battling. My heart's enlarged. You know, so I'm battling a whole lot of issues. And you know, and when I was working, you know, my job had to have me on oxygen, My benefits stopped. They stopped all my benefits. I lost my dental optical prescription. I had no more medical. They came, and I couldn't pay for anything. And the oxygen then that I had, which Mount Sinai in New York City, the doctor gave me a prescription for, the oxygen came, and they took my oxygen away. And thank God, by the grace of God, later on, and I wasn't even getting no, I tried to call doctors, but I couldn't afford to go to the doctor, and I couldn't get no medical. You know, my own personal doctors, you know, they were trying to give me free samples, but the really major medication, I couldn't even do nothing, you know. And when the story broke, there was an oxygen company by the name of Home Care Concepts out in Farmingdale, Long Island. My father rushed me to the hospital prior to that because I couldn't breathe. I was hospitalized. So I was in the hospital, and they heard about the story. They called me, the owner, Mr. Ed Brown, called me in the hospital room and said, listen, we heard your story. This oxygen company donated oxygen to me. They bought me a tank to my room in a hospital. They bought a unit to my house, and he says it's free of charge. He goes, I'm donating to you. You know, as long as you need it, you got it on us. So, you know, it's people like that really care, you know. And, you know, I'm proud to really say, you know, now, you know, when everybody wasn't there for me and my job, they abandoned me. They abandoned me like a dog in the street. I didn't know where else to turn to. There was an organization by the name of the Feel Good Foundation. This was a foundation that the president, John Feal,
he's the founder.
And, you know, they came to my house and they took care of me. They bought me food. They helped me with medical. I mean, they were by my side. And I can proudly say they were the only ones that were there for me.
Including El Governmente.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and now
called you guys heroes, and then turned around and left you on the street to rot.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's like I consider us responders just like the Vietnam veterans. It's like we're the forgotten world. The government is not doing nothing for us. You know, we need more money. We need for the government to do more. There's too many lives that have been lost, and it shouldn't be. I mean, you have firefighters, you have police officers. They're coming down with cancer, different kinds of cancers. You know, they don't want to pay for the testing. It's a shame. You know, it's a shame that we live in a world that, you know, you think the president and the government would be behind us, and they're not. They spend more money on foolish things than rather spending the money on us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
Are you on, like, disability right now or anything?
Yes, I'm collect. December 20th of last year, I won a big court case, a workers' comp case, thank God. And now I'm finally back, you know, back on, you know, getting my going to see my doctors and everything. But again, you know, 3.5 years went by that I wasn't able to see my doctors. And now, you know, the doctor in Mount Sinai, Dr. Maria Padilla, she's my main doctor that's going to do the transplant. She said on national TV, she said, people that have this disease, the life expectancy is no more than 5, maybe 5.5 years. I'm already going past 4 years already, and I'm not even on a list yet. And now I have to start going to see her and hope to God where I left off that I'm sure they got to repeat all the tests all over again. But I think positive. I pray a lot. And I really, you know, I hope to God and pray. But, you know, but then again, like I said, you know, it's not about me no more. I'm proud to be. I'm the secretary of the Feel Good Foundation. And we all now at the foundation, it's not about us no more. It's about now helping other responders. That's our main goal. And, you know, my main goal is to try to help responders to not go through the pain and suffering like we all, you know, have, you know, gone through, you know. And if we can do anything, you know, well, we have fundraisers. We help get the medical care, donations, money, food. I mean, we try to do our best, you know, but on top of us battling our own illnesses. So it's hard, but, you know, like today, right now, it's you know, I'm in New York and it's raining and I'm having a hard time breathing today. You can hear it in my voice, you know, and you know, this is what I'm going through. You know, I'm on oxygen, and I take it one day at a time. That's it, you know, and I just hope and pray.
I'm glad to hear you haven't lost your faith, and it sounds like you do have a lot of support from your family, huh?
Oh yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, it's ironic you said that, is because my parents, they lived in New York, and my mother and father, they moved to Puerto Rico. And a couple of years back, my lungs got infected, and I came down with slight pneumonia. So my parents came down, they flew in to take care of me. And while my mother was here, my mother said, you know, to my father, oh, let's go to all the doctors, you know, for a checkup before we leave. Well, you know, they went to a checkup, and my mom was coughing. And the doctor didn't like how her, you know, lungs sounded. So she says, you know, I'm going to send you for an x-ray. Well, it turned out, while they came down to take care of me, they found out that my mother had lung cancer. It spread to the one lung, went to the other lung, hit the bones. As soon as it hit the bones, she died 4 days later. She died February 10th. 7 days later, I get a call from my same doctor from telling me, Vito, you need to bring your father in. I said, for what? He goes, we found a spot on his lung. And I'm like, now, this just hit me. Like, I was like, no, this can't be. Sure enough, you know, my father's got lung cancer now. They found he had cancer in the right lower lobe and the lymph nodes in his chest. And these are coming from two people that never smoked and never did nothing. But thank God, you know, my father, they caught it in time. He went to chemo, radiation, and he's doing much better now. You know, but this is on top of everything, you know, my parents, my mom comes down to take care of me, and I wind up burying her. So, you know, and it's hard for me.
Are you receiving any chemo, or have you in the past?
No chemo, no radiation, no. No, there's still, when right before they stopped my benefits, I was supposed to go for a battery test. I was supposed to go for CAT scans, a right and left heart catheterization, an echocardiogram. And then all of a sudden everything stopped, and I couldn't go no more. You know, there was no way I could afford that. You know, and now, thank God, by the grace of God, I won this big court case, you know, in workers' comp. And now, you know, I have an appointment, I believe, in 2 weeks to see the doctor in the city. And hope to God I can resume, and maybe she could speed up the process so they can put me on this list as soon as possible. You know?
Unbelievable.
It's rough. You know, there's a lot of responders out there.
In this land of plenty, you know, there's just no need of this. It's disgusting.
You know, that officer, Cesar Borgia, that passed away, he had what I had, pulmonary fibrosis. And our foundation, you know, we went to the funeral, and we went to pay our respects. And when I walked in, I remember me walking into the funeral home, and I had my oxygen. And when Mrs. Borgia saw me, she comes running up to me. She says, "Are you Vito?" And I said, "Yes." And she just hugged me, and she started crying. And she says, "My God," she says, "my heart goes out to you. I'm looking at you with the oxygen, and it reminds me of how my husband was." You know, and a lot of responders are hurting out there. A lot of responders are suffering from severe post-traumatic stress, all different kind of medical, whether it's cancer, leukemia. You know, I have a responder in Jersey that he's suffering from leukemia. Our foundation right now is taking care of a responder in Florida that's battling severe medical problems that we're trying to help him medically. And so, you know, we're doing a lot, you know, but, you know,
I tell you, my heart goes out. I'm sure everyone listening, our hearts go out to you, man. Stick right there, and we'll be right back after this break.
So
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And we're back. Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, here. We're interviewing Vito Valente, one of the first responders from 9/11, who unfortunately is suffering from all kinds of health problems from breathing the toxins there at Ground Zero. You know, I don't know if you heard this the other day, Vito, but yeah. Laura Bush came out and made an incredibly disgusting and hypocritical statement. As I'm sure you know, the same thing is happening with our troops who are returning home. You know, they're getting sick left and right. And I bet they're breathing all kinds of toxins over there, depleted uranium particularly. Oh. This happened with Gulf
Without
War
a doubt.
I. And here's Bush cutting back on their health care benefits. Well, the other day, it's disgusting. The other day, Laura came out and she said, nobody suffers. She's referring to the Iraq War. She says, nobody suffers more than the president and myself. Oh, give me a break.
Now, you see, now this is coming from a president and a first lady that, I mean, in my opinion, that was an ignorant statement to make. I mean, and that should show the American people what kind of person and what kind of president and even first lady they are to make a statement like that.
He hasn't,
you know, that they're the only ones that are suffering. What about all these innocent young men and women that died in the war, and it continued to die.
Yep.
You know, what about all the responders? We didn't ask for this.
They're just saying that they're suffering. They're saying they're suffering more. No one has suffered more than us.
Oh,
I mean, that's absolutely repulsive.
It's really disturbing, and it's a shame. This is, you know, this shows you what kind of society we're living in. You know, It's basically, it's coming down to nobody cares no more. And, you know, nobody cares about no one no more, and it's a shame. You know, who else can we turn to?
Yeah.
You know, the government doesn't want to do nothing. The government wastes money. They spend money foolishly. I mean,
$60 for a six-pack of Coke they're paying Halliburton.
Tell me about it. I mean, you know, you got these big, you got, they're building, they want to, in New York, they want to build a new Shea Stadium. They want to build a new Yankee Stadium. They want to fund this. They want, well, you know what? They're playing ball right now in a stadium. What's more important, a new stadium or a responder that's sick and dying? You know, use that money for us. Because when all these troops come, and when the troops that are in war, when these troops come home, they're going to be coming home with medical problems. What's the government? If the government's not doing nothing for us, what are they going to do for them? I mean, we're in bad shape, you know, and we need help. We need more money. We need more funding. We need medicine. I mean, it puzzles my mind when I see this, and it puts a tear in your eye. That, you know, I say to myself personally, you know, what I'm going through myself, and I'm speaking for myself, I don't want to die. You know, I'm 43 years old. You know, I want to live. I want to enjoy. I want to see my kids grow up and get married. You know, I don't want my kids to bury me. You know, and it shouldn't be like that.
A lot of those like yourself are rather young, huh? 30s, 40s?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 20s. All ages. I mean, you know, our illnesses is not only affecting us, but it's affecting our families, our children, our brothers, our sisters. I mean, we have children that some of the responders, their own children, that they're suffering from that, cutting themselves, depression. It affects their school. It affects their whole life.
And there's even been some suicides, I hear, huh?
Exactly, yeah. You know, you have first responders out there that just cannot take the pressure, that they're turning to alcohol. They're abusing the drugs. They're abusing the prescription drugs. They're drinking heavily. They're drinking. They're going hitting the bottle. I mean, and they're trying to find a way out, which that's not the cure. That's only going to create more problems. But you know, they're begging, they're pleading for help, and then nobody's helping them. You know, and they feel that they feel the whole world is closing in on them. And you know, same with me. You know, I feel, you know, how much more can we take? We're only human, you know, and the public out there, the help that they have given us, they've been so loving and warm. I mean, I can walk down the street and people say, they'll come up to me and say, they see, you know, who I am, and they'll come up and they'll say, oh, congratulations, please, you know, you're my hero, and they hug me and they kiss me. And, you know, it makes me feel good. And it makes all of us feel good that at least people still out there care, and you know, they know what we're going through. But I wish that the government would do the same. But
people
they have
in
no
positions
feeling.
Of power, yeah, exactly.
Who should
be caring, that can help you the most, are not showing any compassion. Nothing.
Exactly. You know.
Well, look at Bush. Bush has never gone, despite the fact that Laura claims that nobody cares more than us or suffers more than us. They haven't gone to one funeral. One funeral event.
No, they haven't gone to one funeral. He showed up. He showed up a few times. He was down at Ground Zero with the Joseph Judge.
Photo op. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. And yeah. Exactly. You know. He shows up for press conferences in there with, at that time, the Governor Pataki. You know, where is he now? Where is he?
Yeah.
Is he meeting with all the responders? Is he sitting down?
Just to exploit it so he can look good in front of the camera. Hold on again, buddy, and we'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Tired of playing foolish games. Games that are costing people's health, people's lives, if not killing them, at least, you know, ruining their lives. This poor man can't work. On disability, has not been getting government assistance. You know, these people, folks, are every bit as much victims of 9/11 as the ones who died in the towers. They keep telling us, you know, 3,000 died on 9/11. Well, that number keeps rising. You know, these people are not even being considered as part of these statistics. It's kind of like the Holocaust, you know. You hear about the Jewish Holocaust, but yet out of the 11 million people, according to the official numbers, only 6 were Jews. Only 6 million were Jews. Well, what about these, you know, the Poles and the Danes and the you know, the retarded people that were also exterminated? You hear nothing about them. You know, this is the same thing going on here. They're not getting any media attention hardly, except now for today on Rosie's show. I tip my hat to her.
Do you know of any other media,
major media, that have given you guys any attention like this?
No, this is the first. I mean, we've done interviews, but this is the first that I've gone on. And, you know, it's going to – and she was – the view – when me and Bonnie, we told our story, you know, and she was really touched. I mean, she started to cry. And
yeah.
She was really emotionally – She even said, she goes, you know what, this is not enough. She says, we have to do more. And she told the audience, she says, you know what, everyone, these heroes were there for you. Now we must be there for them. We have to do something because the government is not doing nothing for them. And it's all We only have each other, you know, and we have to do something, you know.
And yet these scoundrels are exploiting 9/11 like they were such heroes, you know,
exactly.
Saving us and vote for us because we're protecting you and we're, you know.
That's right. You know, and your politicians, you know, and the all these top people, they keep on giving themselves raises and this.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They don't need the raise. You know, that raise
exactly.
That they were supposed to get, that, you know, donated to research for medicine to try to help us.
They're already,
you know,
making 20 times what the average
yeah.
worker is in this country, and they don't work.
You know, I mean, some people are making more than what the president's making. I mean,
yeah.
and here we are. You get a person like me that is struggling, and thank God. I thank God I finally now won this case. But there's so many people out there that still not cool collecting workers' comp, that they lost their homes, they lost their cars, they can't, they're months and months backed up in mortgage and rent, and they can't, I mean, they're going to get evicted. I mean, people have sympathy, you know, they try to help them for so much, you know, but, you know, and these people, it's just, these are the people that are, these are the responders that are sick, and it's just more problems added on top of each other. And
yeah.
How much can you take?
Listen to these statistics, folks. Children in nearby schools have developed respiratory problems, hundreds of them. Half of the workers who cleared the debris now have serious health problems. By the way, these statistics go back to June, so it's probably more than half now. Hundreds of firefighters can no longer work. 14 rescue dogs have died.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as of mid-June, of this past June, 283 workers had been diagnosed with cancer. Of course, now I hear it's over 300, right? Do you know the count?
Yeah, exactly.
And then it said 33, but I talked to John last night, and he said it's up to 39 now that have
it's
died.
Up to, which, exactly.
Two of which are, you know, suicides. It's disgusting.
It's, you know, and what, you know, me and John feel, we sit on the Mount Sinai Advisory Board, and the last time I went there, he couldn't make it, but, you know, he was out, you know, working with the foundation, and he was working with a couple of responders. But at the meeting, you know, there's a deadline. You know, we have over here, it's a debt law, the federal law, the HIPAA law, the privacy law. That's a law that, you know, is preventing us, it's hard for us to get information about people and their illnesses, that, you know, their contact, because it's a privacy law. Now, come, you know, what I want to let you and all your viewers know is that anyone that don't know this, but August 14, 2007, if you are a 9/11 worker or a volunteer, you have to register. You have to register for workers' comp. You might not be sick now, but you have to fill out those papers, and you got to register before August 14th, because if you don't, that window closes. So once, if you're not registered with workers' comp, stating that you were down at the World Trade Center and register with Mount Sinai, you know, or a hospital, once that window closes, that's it. So if, say, take for instance myself, I'm okay now. But come August 14th, I didn't register. And come September 1st, I come down with my illness now. And my doctor says, well, you know what? You got this from 9/11. I'm not going to be able to collect workers' comp because that
right.
window closed already. And there's a lot of people, a lot of workers that are all over this country. People have, when 9/11 happened, we had people come down from Florida, Arizona, California, Wisconsin, Nebraska. A lot of these people have gone back. They're suffering, and they don't know about this law.
This
and
just
we're trying, you know, with our foundation, the Feel Good Foundation, and other foundations like Artists for Hope and the Giro Foundation, we're posting this information on our website. We're trying to get the word out, but a lot of people don't know this. You know,
I want you to plug that website in a bit, too. First, we got a caller, a buddy of mine, and in fact, this is the guy who set up the interview with you and then John later.
Uh-huh.
Buddy Tony from New York. Go ahead, Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys? How you doing, Vito?
How are you, Tony? How you doing?
Good. You know, I was listening downstairs, and I was watching Channel 7, and the lead-in on Channel 7 was Rosie and Alec. And it amazed, it's shocking how the lack of attention they're given to the issues.
Right.
And they totally avoid it at all cost. All due respect to Alec, but I think that, thousands of people finding out about this is more important than his argument with his daughter. And it's just totally astonishing that the lack of attention is given to these issues.
Exactly.
It's like they purposely don't even want, they want to avoid it at all cost.
Exactly. When I left the studios yesterday, there was hordes of reporters out there, and they were there because they knew Rosie's last day. And Rosie came out on her website, I believe it was yesterday, and she says when she walked out and she saw all these cameras that were there for her, she was not only embarrassed and upset, but she was astounded that these cameras, they shouldn't have been there for her. She says these cameras should have been there for the 9/11 responders. And they saw me walk out with my other responder and everybody, and they didn't even bother saying nothing to us. But they said when Rosie said when she came out, they bombarded her with cameras. That shows you what's they don't care about us. They don't care what we did. All they worry about is the nonsense things and something like that. They shouldn't worry about. They should be worrying about taking care of people like me and you and all the other hundreds of people, the thousands of people that did this at 9/11.
Did you catch what went on after Katrina, too?
No, I didn't.
Display of disgusting criminal negligence for 8 days.
That's even another.
Yeah.
Katrina, even till this day, you still have streets that are still abandoned. That there's nothing. What is this government doing?
Yeah.
The president goes down there again. Oh, we're going to do this. And he met with the mayor, and then we're going to promise federal aid. And where is, what's going on? What kind of world are we living in?
The days of the French Revolution all over again. Let them eat cake. They got that same attitude.
That's right. I always said, and I'll always say this, this world in the United States, we should worry about what's in our own backyard before we worry about what is in other people's backyard. We worry
exactly.
about these different countries, Iraq and Iran and all these different countries. Well, What about us? What about you have people in our own states that are homeless, that are sleeping on a street? You have children that have no parents that are running away. What is the government doing for that? But the government is worried. President Bush, he's worried about other countries. He's worried about everything else.
Can I interrupt for a quick second? I'd like to just add something. I'd like to just add this. It's amazing how we have evidence documented on the Associated Press, concrete evidence that Condoleezza Rice contacted Christina Todd Whitman, Giuliani. They played down purposely the air toxicity down at Ground Zero. They didn't want to test that air to see how horrible it was. We have the GAO report from the Congressional Arm of Congress. They did the survey with the helicopters. They spent $800,000 on it. They found 80 hot spots, radiation hot spots, down in downtown Manhattan and on Fresh Kills, and how there is no investigation. There is no investigation. It's totally disregarded, and it's ignored. There is no investigation.
Exactly. It's like they're trying to sweep it under the rug like the government does with everything else. You're going to tell me the air quality? It's impossible. How can the air quality be good? It was impossible. They're making it like that cloud only just stayed and hovered right over Ground Zero. That cloud traveled. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to say the air quality wasn't good, not on the 11th, on the 12th, but months and months and months later on, the air quality was no good. Did they check every little crack and crevice? I mean, you got the Deutsche Bank. Years later, they find bones on top of the building.
Yeah.
Where was everybody?
Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah.
You know, they're finding
just
now,
a few weeks ago. They found a couple multi-hundred-ton girders under the street buried
under
with more bones.
Could you imagine?
Old bones.
The city turned around. They repaved all the streets. And now they're finding that they repaved the streets with remains. Now they got to dig up the bones.
This is a city
where they spend thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars of repaving these streets. Now, just to redig all these streets up, and they're finding these remains. They repaved the street, and they forget the fact they found two big pieces of steel that was part of the World Trade.
How could you miss something like that? You know what sickens me too is the excuse often given for the reason why they were pressuring the cleanup crew members, you know, to get rid of the debris as quick as possible because they wanted to get to the remains so they could turn them to their families for proper burial. They weren't concerned about the remains. Look at what you just said.
Exactly. All they wanted about is to try to get this done so they could start building and making it to a money issue.
Money,
yeah. Look at the fight back and forth with Larry Silverstein and the mayor and this and that. I mean, it was a joke.
He made a killing off of that deal, boy.
Yeah, This whole thing turned into one big money operation.
Going back to Katrina, Bush gave the unbidded contracts to Halliburton again over there.
Yeah.
Then he passes an executive order. They don't have to pay prevailing wages to their laborers.
That's right. I agree with you.
Unbelievable. But it would be entirely unfair, though, to say the government hasn't done anything for the victims that have been dying from
the government has...
Listen to this. I'm not talking about – you're talking about the funding. I want to get to that in a minute. But, no, listen to this. This was reported on KETV7 out of Omaha, Nebraska, back on November 20th, this past November. Uh-huh. Listen to this. It stated, quote, the federal government is abandoning an effort to create standard autopsy guidelines that could determine a link between toxic air at Ground Zero and the death of September 11th rescue workers. Did you know that? They were preventing coroners in autopsies from making a link. They told them to pursue other avenues, other causes of death, but not to examine the dead, you know, those dying, to try to make a link. This is unbelievable.
Not only are they not helping you guys,
they're trying to prevent help from coming because they don't want
people
to build
a link. They're trying to cover it up.
Unbelievable.
You know, they know they're wrong. They know a mistake was made. And now they're doing everything they possibly can. And you know what? This is why we all have to stick together, and we have to fight this. And I said to myself,
I
will not stop, and my foundation, the Feel Good Foundation, will not stop. We're going to continue to fight. And no matter, we're going to continue to lobby and do everything. And we have to.
Yeah. Do you guys have any banquets coming up, any golf tournaments?
In New York, we're having on July 21st, we're having the first annual in conjunction with my foundation, the Feel Good Foundation, Artists for Hope, and the Gear Up Foundation, in conjunction with Friends Entertainment. We're holding July 21st, 2007, at the Kuppenberg Center for the Performing Arts, Queens College. We're holding the first annual 9/11 Responders Rock and Roll Benefit Concert, the doo-wop concert.
That's awesome.
At that concert, it's going to be Johnny Maestro and the Brooklyn Bridge, the Duprees, Frankie Lyman's The Legendary Teenagers, the Tokens, Cleveland Stills and the Dubs, and Vito Facone and the Elegant.
Oh, man, that's great. That's great.
Also, if you go on to our website, www.feelgoodfoundation.com, that's FEAL, for $9.11, if you enter you send in a check to the Feel Good, and on July 4th you enter your email address, and on July 4th there's going to be a drawing. If we pick your email address, the Feel Good Foundation is raffling off 4 tickets and 4 shirts for our concert. It's a $300 value and a $100 gift certificate at your local eatery.
That's awesome.
Also, if you go on the website under merchandise, you could see we have 9/11 doo-wop shirts. We have the feel good. It's a good sight to see. You know, if you can all clip on, and there's a lot of information. We have a lot of information on the links and important information. We have information on workers' comp, the deadlines, the forms that you need. So you'll get a lot of good information. Tickets are 40, 45, and 50, and all the proceeds are going to the 9/11 responders.
I just want to say goodbye to you. I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Thank you very much for coming on and telling your story.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Once again, that's feelgoodfoundation.com?
Yes, F-E-A-L, feelgoodfoundation.com.
We're going to have the founder of that on next hour, folks. Stick with us. We'll be back with a little bit more from our guest, Vito.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
You're listening to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Vito Valente here with us for one last segment here to end off this hour. 9/11 first responder, who's unfortunately gotten quite ill because of the toxins there that he had been breathing. You know, I wanted to ask you that. I guess I was watching Rosie's show earlier, and I saw the mention of $17 million that the government has finally come forward with.
And the money the money of the government, you know, if we don't get, like Dr. Jacqueline Moline said, if the money doesn't come, if we don't get more money, that money's going to run out.
You know, this is why we need to pressure the legislators that we need more money. You know, the fund. The president put in his budget so much, but, you know, it didn't all go. You know, half of it went to the FDNY and half went to funds, you know, to fund the Mount Sinai program. But, you know, the amount we need more. You know,
yeah. They have no problem shelling out $10 billion a month to fight this phony war in Iraq.
And of course,
to Halliburton.
That's right. And he wants to send more troops there. We're trying to get the troops
surge.
Home, and he wants to send more there.
Well, that's because I'm the decider, and I make the decisions.
That's right. That's 100% right. It's mind-boggling. It's really mind-boggling what kind of world we're living in, but you know, we try to do the best, you know.
Well, you know, I am very impressed not only with your heroic efforts and all your buddies there at Ground Zero, but your stamina, your faith, your courage. You know, you're still holding in there. You haven't lost hope.
No, and you know what?
Fighting the fight.
Exactly, and like I said. You know, I'm not going to lose. I'm not going to lose control. You know, I have great people from, you know, my family, that family, friends, responders that are true to me. Now, like we're all like one big happy family, and we have each other, and we have to take care of each other. You know, and I have people like John Field and the rest of the board. That this is like my family now. They're all my family, you know.
And when you get that, who needs the government? The heck with it.
Exactly. You know, that's it. You know, I mean, you know, when you get an individual like John Field, I mean, John Field, he's donating one of his kidneys to an individual. I mean,
I didn't know this.
Is a man that was down there that got injured horribly. He lost half of his foot. I mean, he went to like over 30 operations.
Oh, so he was a responder too then.
He was in a hospital for months and months. And here's the man that instead of the government taking, this is the man that's donating his own kidney to help someone. And you know, this should show the world what kind of true hero this man is, John Field. I mean, you know, and this is the same individual that was there for me. And he took care of me and my family. And when, you know, if it wasn't because of them taking, if it wasn't because of that foundation coming to me and helping me, I don't know where I would have been today. I mean, because God knows mentally, physically, I don't know what I would have had. But
I hear you. I can't wait to interview this guy. He's great.
Yeah, you know, with the faith and with my faith, I pray. And I really say, you know, I really truly believe I pray to God and I really pray and I really believe that with God and my mom watching over me, you know, I think I'm going to be okay. As long as I got them watching me up from above and my family and friends and everyone down here watching not only me, but everyone, all the other responders, you know what? We got to come it both ways.
John, hey, listen, thanks a lot, Vito, man. God bless you. We're all with you. God's with you.
And thank you so much. God bless you. And I want to thank all of you guys and your fans. You're all wonderful, beautiful. And my heart goes out to every single one of you.
All right, man. We got to go to break. Thanks again. And maybe we'll have you on again sometime. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.